WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Balanced Stoic. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to emotional mastery and self-control. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects us all: food. But hold on, this isn't about crazy diets or restrictive meal plans. This is about mindful eating, folks, and trust me, it's a game changer. You know those times when you reach for the second or third helping of your favorite comfort food? Or maybe you mindlessly snack throughout the day, not even tasting what you're consuming. That's where mindful eating comes in. It's about tuning into your body signals, savoring every bite, and making conscious choices about what you put into your system. Here's the deal. We live in a world of constant distractions, phones buzzing, emails pinging, deadlines looming. It's easy to just go through the motions, even when it comes to something as fundamental as eating. But guess what? When you eat mindfully, you actually start enjoying your food more. You become aware of the textures, flavors, and aromas, transforming a simple meal into a truly delightful experience. Now, let's talk about some key takeaways here. First things first, slow down. Seriously, chew those bites thoroughly. Take time to appreciate each mouthful. It's like giving your body a chance to process and enjoy the food before you move on to the next one. Second, pay attention to your hunger cues. Before you reach for that snack, ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I just bored, stressed, or tired? Mindful eating is all about listening to your body's wisdom. Third, choose foods that nourish your body and soul. Opt for fresh, whole ingredients whenever possible. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. Remember, food isn't just fuel, it's information. Give your body the best information possible. Next up, create a calm and mindful eating environment. Ditch the distractions, put away that phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the experience of eating. Surround yourself with a peaceful atmosphere. Maybe light a candle, play some soothing music, or simply enjoy the quiet moment. Speaking of moments, try practicing gratitude before you eat. Take a few seconds to appreciate the food in front of you, where it came from, who prepared it, and the nourishment it provides. This simple act can transform your eating experience. Finally, be kind to yourself. Mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up or find yourself mindlessly snacking. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Remember, every small step counts. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you're craving pizza. But instead of mindlessly ordering delivery and binge-watching TV, you decide to cook your own pizza using fresh ingredients. You roll out the dough, carefully arrange the toppings, and slide it into the oven. As the aroma fills your kitchen, you take a moment to appreciate the process, the warmth of the oven, the vibrant colors of the vegetables, the anticipation of that first bite. When you finally take that first slice, you savor every flavor, noticing the crisp crust, the gooey cheese, and the tangy sauce. You eat slowly, without distractions, and truly enjoy the experience. See what I mean? It's not about deprivation, it's about awareness and appreciation. You can still indulge in your favorite foods, pizza, ice cream, whatever you love. But by practicing mindful eating, you transform them from fleeting pleasures into moments of genuine enjoyment and nourishment. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to get you started on the path of mindful eating. Remember, it's about tuning into your body's signals, savoring every bite, and making conscious choices about what you put into your system. It's a journey, not a race, so be kind to yourself along the way. What are some ways you already practice mindful eating? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys, it keeps this podcast real and engaging. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and tell your friends about The Balanced Stoic. We're building a community here, one episode at a time. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.